Alexander Graham Bell, A Great Inventor. Written by Lynn Blanton. Illustrated by Guy Francis. Genre. A biography is nonfiction text that tells the story of a person's life. Now you will read about Alexander Graham Bell, the man who invented the telephone. What do you want to find out? Set a purpose for reading. Question of the week. How can a great idea change the way we live?
Early life. 1847. Born in Scotland. 1861. Invents wheat dehusker. 1863. Teaches music at school for boys. 1863. Teaches speech for deaf children. Alexander Graham Bell was born in Scotland in 1847. His family called him Alec for short. His mom was deaf. His dad helped deaf boys and girls learn how to speak. Alec liked playing music. His mom taught him how to play the piano at an early age. She could not hear, but that did not stop her. She played quite well. Soon, Alec started teaching others how to play. Alec's dad helped deaf boys and girls learn to speak well. Alec liked watching his dad teach. He decided he wanted to teach speech to deaf people too, just like his dad. As a teen, Alec liked studying the science of sound. But what he liked best was inventing new things. He daydreamed about things he could make. Alec invented a useful tool. It took husks off wheat stalks with a brush. He also built a gadget that made it seem as if his dog could talk. New home. 1870. Goes to Canada. 1871. Goes to Boston. 1873. Starts spending more time inventing. When he was 23, Alec Bell got awfully sick. He left his boyhood home. He and his family went to Canada. They hoped he would get well in this new place, and he did. Then, Bell went to Boston in the United States. He taught speech for deaf students like his dad did. Bell liked teaching, but he liked inventing things better. He started spending less time teaching and more time inventing. Great Idea. 1874. Meets Thomas Watson. 1876. Invents telephone. 1922. Dies in Canada. One day, while shopping for supplies, Bell met Thomas Watson. Watson, a skillful toolmaker, had helped many inventors before he met Bell. Bell told Watson about his latest plan for a telephone. Bell and Watson worked long days and nights on Bell's plan. Bell started thinking his plan might succeed. He got a patent for the first telephone. A patent says an inventor owns and can make and sell the thing he or she invents. The first telephone call took place on March 10, 1876. That day, Bell dropped a jar by mistake. It spilled and he called for help. "Mr. Watson, come here, I want you," he called. At least, that's how the story goes. Watson came running. He had heard Bell's voice through the wires. The phone worked. Bell traveled many places with his telephone. People watched as he showed them how it worked. In a short time, many cities and towns had phones. Bell kept on inventing things until his death in 1922. He will always keep his place as one of the greatest inventors of all time. Mouthpiece, earpiece, 1922, present day.